It's 2:47 Central Time. This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Thanks for tuning in today. The barn at the University of Illinois' Allerton Park near Monticello will see its second season of concerts this coming Labor Day weekend. 7 musical events are on the schedule, and there's a great deal of variety here. The first concert set for Friday night, August 29th, is Beyond Cool. Well, that's what the evening's program is called. The following evening, Saturday the 30th, it's all about Bach. Those are the first two concerts. We'll hear more about them and what follows on Sunday the 31st and Monday, September 1st, in this portion of the program. My guest is music professor Carl Kramer. He's the director of the School of Music at the University of Illinois. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
How are you? To see you. I'm fine. Well, describe, first of all, the Allerton Music Barn for us, and how did this all begin?
Well, the Allerton Music Barn is an old 19th century Dutch hay barn that's on the south side of the Allerton Park campus, if you will. Not too many people know about it. It's because it's down and a little bit isolated from the rest of the conference center and the formal gardens. We've been renovating it and cleaning it out over the last 5 years, and we got and even installed an elevator for those that are challenged to try to get upstairs. So it's a 19th century barn converted into a modern concert hall.
Yeah. And last year, how did those concerts sound in that space?
It's an incredible space. The acoustics, you couldn't build a better space. The people who put that barn up, I don't know what they were thinking, but they must have been thinking about music.
Wouldn't it be fun to have them here with us this afternoon and tell them what's happening in that barn today?
You know, the ceiling is so high, and of course it's all wood, so you have all this cubic feet of airspace for the music to coagulate in. Plus, the wood gives the sound a certain warmth that is just incredible.
Well, now let's get to the music. You've brought with you some musical teasers to give us a little idea of each of the concerts. So where do we begin?
Well, we're going to begin at the beginning, as somebody on Broadway said. The first concert, as you mentioned, is Beyond Cool. And this is a concert of starting off with some of the original pieces from Miles Davis, Gil Evans collaboration called Birth of the Cool. It was recorded in 1949, and it was a nonet of instruments, 2 saxophones, trumpet, trombone, French horn, tuba, piano, bass, and drums. And it was Miles Davis's and Gil Evans's attempt to chamber musicize jazz. And we're going to play for you just a little bit of the first cut called Jeru, which was written by Jerry Mulligan, and we will be performing that at that concert. And then I've asked each of the faculty who are performing on the program to write a new piece using the Gil Evans, Miles Davis instrumentation back from Birth of the Cool. And so we'll hear some of the original pieces, and then we'll hear some of the new pieces in the performance. But for you now, we'll have just a couple seconds of Jeru by Jerry Mulligan.
Okay, so Mulligan and Miles. Next we go to Bach.
Saturday morning at 10:30, we're going to have a concert of 3 of our most virtuosic faculty members all performing the iconic solo works of Bach, hence the title Bach Unaccompanied. We have Stefan Milenkovic performing one of the partitas, partita number 2. We have Ani Osnivorian, our cellist, on the faculty, performing the first suite in G major, and Charlotte Maddox, our harpsichord professor, and she'll be performing the D major partita. And I have a little cut here, actually, of Stefan himself playing the first movement of the partita, the Allemande, which he recorded about 5 years ago.
Okay, let's hear it.
¶¶
To move on.
Yeah, he's quite a virtuoso. When I was putting these concerts together, I've always been in love with the Bach unaccompanied works, whether they're violin, cello, harpsichord, organ. I've been to some all Bach concerts, but I've never been to an unaccompanied concert where there's just those instruments. And I think people will be really in for a treat. It seems so sparse, but yet it's incredibly beautiful music.
That's gorgeous. Okay, concert number three.
Okay, concert number three will be on Saturday night, and we'll have quite a few performers in this particular concert. It's called A Night in Vienna, Ein Nacht in Wien, and we'll be doing some works by Beethoven, the Quintet for Piano and Winds. We'll be doing the Schubert Quartet, Deutsche 96, which is scored for flute, viola, harp, and cello, kind of a rarely performed work. And, of course, the very well-known Schumann Piano Quintet with Ian Hobson and the Pacifica Quartet. So this the little excerpt I have for you now is the first movement of the Schumann Opus 44. Actually, that was the fourth movement, not the first movement. I apologize. Another professor of piano that we have on the faculty, Tim Allen, will be playing the Beethoven with our wind faculty. And Ian, as I said, will be doing the Schumann with the Pacifica Quartet.
Okay. Then we have concert number four.
Well, concert number four is on Sunday morning, and it's as we did last year. We did Cantata 147. This year we're doing two just a little bit shorter cantatas, Cantata 77 and Cantata 148. And Pastor Roger Diggs from Grace Lutheran will be joining us again and giving a homily during the cantatas, between the movements of the cantatas.
Okay, and who will be performing?
The Fred Stolzfus will be conducting, and it will be the Allerton Bach Choir and Chamber Orchestra, made up of the faculty from the school.
Okay. And this, we want to play a little longer excerpt, correct?
Yeah, this is the opening chorus from Cantata 148, and it's you'll hear about a minute-long instrumental intro, and then the chorus comes in with this really incredible fugue.
Okay, let's go for it. that's all the musical sampling we can do. But maybe you would tell us about the other programs in the series.
Sure. The fifth concert is the Pacifica Quartet by themselves, and they'll be doing Prokofiev, Mendelssohn, and Beethoven. Then Monday morning, Labor Day morning, is a concert called the Virtuoso Bandoneon, and Peter Suave will be joining us. He's an incredible bandoneon player. Bandoneon is a button accordion type of instrument, very popular with the Argentinian community, and it's we'll be doing a concert of tangos, so that'll be a very interesting concert. And then the final concert in the series, concert number 7, is a group called Voretsky Pass. That'll be Monday night at 8:30, and that performance is Eastern European klezmer.
Oh, there is a little bit of everything. What a wonderful weekend it's going to be out there at Allerton Labor Day weekend. Are tickets still available? How do we get those tickets? And are there tickets for individual concerts, or can we get a weekend pass?
Yes. Yes to all of those. Tickets are available through the Craner Center box office.